Jarna Dosi has been living in Madhusudan Ghati village, nearly a four-hour drive through potholed and congested roads from the state capital Kolkata, for over a decade. The 65-year-old, with a pronounced stoop and a frail voice, has suffered, along with the family, from skin and respiratory problems over the years.
This water is bad and many people have fallen ill. In fact, two villagers died after drinking this water over a period of time.
They've had no option but to drink arsenic-contaminated water from tube wells. Surface water in ponds is free from arsenic, but is not fit to drink if it hasn't been purified. People here have been agitating for clean drinking water for years, but the government has been unable to provide it, and they do not earn enough to buy bottled water every day. According to the World Health Organization, drinking arsenic-rich water over a long period results in a long list of health hazards, including skin problems, skin cancer, cancer of the bladder, kidney, and lung, besides other diseases. Groundwater in 9 districts of West Bengal, including 24 North Parganas, where Madhusudan Ghati village is located, has severe arsenic contamination, which has affected around 16 million people in rural areas and 12 million in urban pockets. But now families here have reason to rejoice, as a pilot project launched by Sulabh International, an NGO, and a French organization, 1001 Fontaine, successfully launched a purification process that provides safe drinking water from contaminated local rivers and ponds cheaply. A cooperative started up in recent months, which is now supplying arsenic-free drinking water to 100 families located in Madhusudan Ghati and selling it to nearby villages at only 50 paisa per liter, which is less than a cent. At present, the cooperative is purifying and selling 2,000 liters of water every day, after pouring it in jars and bottles. Bablu Tharubdar volunteers in the cooperative.
This new process is almost godsend. Now all the villagers are happy and I hope it stays this way. We cannot believe this has actually happened.
The water purification technology has been tested in Cambodia and Madagascar, but it is being used on a larger scale for the first time in the village. Bindeshri Patak is the chairman of project-leading NGO, Sulabh International.
This is for the first time. Now the villagers, persons can have safe water to drink without arsenic. So this is a historical moment. We have produced cheapest water in the world, 50 paise per litre. Never happened before.
If the Madhusudan Ghati project is an enduring success, the next step could be to take the process to states such as Bihar, then Kerala and Tamil Nadu, areas with major water bodies which account for a third of India's bottled water business, offering the people a cheaper, clean alternative. For RFI, I am Murli Krishnan.